was young, I had seemingly boundless energy. My mind was always churning with ideas and thoughts, some right and some wrong. I performed all the tasks a young husband should, but I really think I had no concept of much of anything. I was clueless as to the vastness of my cluelessness. You know, I never had a real steak till I was in my early 20s, which is pretty embarrassing when we had friends over one time and, thinking I was being extravagant, I had the biggest round steak on the grill I could buy. And I didn't even know it was a terrible choice for steak because I'd never really had one. And it's the truth, I chewed for 5 minutes and there was not even a tooth mark on the meat. Standing here, looking back there, I don't think I was very conscious of much. I had basic thoughts about basic things, but other than that, I was not much more than an animal, I think. Just wide open about everything. My mind never settled long on things. Thinking was a constant dream state, like riding a perpetual skipping stone, living from one bounce to the next. Fortunately, though, the stabilizing factor in me was Jesus. When I think of God in my younger years, I've got a picture of a cowboy who has roped a crazy wild horse, and he's wrangling it, inch by inch, into the corral. Dirt is flying, the horse is foaming and bucking, and doesn't see that the corral is the best place it could be. Many years later, the Lord has solved many, many issues with me. Even still, my mind continues to spin like it always did, just a little slower and more deliberately. I've noticed, though, when I lay my head down at night, it's like a giant relief from living. The other night I thought to myself that I felt like I've been nearly holding my breath all day, and I can finally relax every evening in the cool dark. I've been accused of looking angry before when, truthfully, I'm rarely angry. As a result, I've learned to make my face go up so I'll appear as someone others may want to engage. Laying in bed in the evening, I can feel my face still posed with a smile, with small muscles around my eyes and mouth tense with a practiced look of friendliness. And to fall asleep, I go through my evening routine of thinking to relax my neck, relax my face, breathe slow, inhale all the way, exhale all the way, and be patient. Sleep will come. Many times I feel that if God did not grip me tightly, I'd just wander off, totally preoccupied with where I am. Oh, completely happy with life, not even noticing I'm just walking off into the wilderness. So here's the crux of the matter. All that thinking and preoccupation. I've always been where I was, but rarely have I been focused up ahead. I mean spiritually, that is. And you know, when you're always focused on where you are, it can be overwhelming living in the constant vortex of the constant now, only looking where you are. Every day I climb the stairs to go to the offices and studio, and I started noticing how every day I would get halfway and start to stumble. I'd grab the handrail, pause and find my balance, then struggle the rest of the way to the top with a goodly amount of effort. All that losing my balance and stumbling on the stairs was beginning to be pretty disconcerting, and I began to ask the Lord what was going on with me. One day, as I was stumbling to find my balance about halfway up the stairs, God spoke very plainly to me, saying, "Stop looking where you are and start looking where you're going." Hey, you know what? When I started looking at my destination, the top of the steps, I stopped stumbling and losing my balance. Ha! How about that? Isn't that about the same for us all these days? We have a hope of being at home with the Lord, and we really need to do a system reset to refocus on our destination instead of feeling like we're being nearly swallowed up by the now of every day with all the political and social madness. To you, I say, hey, where are you going? Set your eyes on your destination and stop looking at your feet all the time. You know, when you're always looking down, all you can see is the ground. The Lord will steady you out. He's very good at settling us down. After all, He does it with me every night of my life. Stop. Breathe. Relax. And let God do what He does. Boom. Out like a light.